Pues.
Next news
indeed. We start as ever with a quote from George Bush. The George Bush quote of the week. One word sums up probably the responsibility of any governor. And that one word is to be prepared. Wait a minute, that's three words, George. Never mind. We've been writing of late to Mary Mbogo. She wrote to me to tell me that she's got £8.5 million sitting in a bank account in Burkina Faso. I've written back to say that I could relieve her of that. She just wants to pop it into my account temporarily so it rests there. Then she's going to move over to this country and pick up her studies once again. She very kindly sent me a photograph of her wearing a mink stole and diamond earrings. This is the mink stole and diamond earrings worn as the fashion accessory par excellence in all of the refugee camps in and around Burkina Faso. She told me that I had to write to the Bank of Burkina Faso, to the Office of the Director of Foreign Remittance. And I have done just that. Yes, with reference, I've got this note. For the attention of Mr. Richard Gobstopper Scunthorpe Nibbler, it says. They've got my name right there. That's the name I've created in order to hide my identity, of course. I don't want to be taken to court on this. With reference to your inquiry for the release of Mr. Mbogo Edward deposited £8.5 million fund. This esteemed bank is in receipt of your inquiry letter. She has informed us to contact you. Based on... They're good English, these guys, aren't they? You know what the... This bloke's in charge of the foreign operations. He knows about English. You are hereby requested to present to this bank the following document. A copy of the statement of account issued to Mr. Mbogo Edward and a copy of the death certificate. The death certificate? Yes. Issued by the government. On receipt of the above requested information documents, we shall commence with the transfer of the inheritance fund, £8.5 million, to the bank account. Be phoned, yes, that we already have received a letter from Mbogo Edward that someone will soon contact us as her legal trustee. We promise to comply. Just get us the legal documents for proofs. So I did. I wrote straight away to Dr. Francis. It's the first email I wrote to him. Dear Dr. Francis, Mary Mbogo has asked me for writing to you. I am the famous Dick Nibbler. She says you have £8.5 million in an account and that it is my bad self who could get his hot little stickies on it so that she may come to my country of Mordor to study. I hope that will soon be, as I am much impressed by her sticky outfits. Her honesty seems confirmed to me, and I take her at her words. Is she perhaps related to Geoffrey Archer? She did send me a picture, but much more is available, I'm sure. My father, who is in a retired state of only growing tomatoes now, used to work in a bank as a vole. I've shown his Alzheimer self the bank information sent by the ludicrous lady, and he has confirmed that if it is called a bank, then it must be a bank. I am banking on his banking knowledge for this information. He is, after all, like you, a banker. All I can say at the moment is that I am excitable and that the dark and dirty condition Mary is feeling is nothing compared to the dark and dirty condition I am feeling. But then it's very late at night where my body resides at present and my cleaner is not due until Monday. The princess tells me that she has wrote to you saying I am authorised. I also have an O-level woodwork, if that helps. My university is the Shed, where courses in various nefarious activities are foisted upon those who enrol and pay their fees up front, thus allowing me the fleecing, as featured in Silence of the Lambs. Perhaps Mary could continue her studies there. I can send her the free structure and the fee structure, which is more than approved by none other than Harry Redknapp, a man you can always trust. I hope soon that the money will be winging its way via the pigs I am training to myself and that Mary will soon be confirmed, but not in the Roman Catholic way. Yours, Dick Nibbler. I wait to hear from the bank to find out just how they reply to my letter. I will keep you informed, and as soon as I've got the £8.5 million in my account, I will be giving it to you as part of the competition. No, it's a barbecue. Silly me. But I'll be giving it away anyway. Excellent. That all comes next week. I notice in the news as well, a Swedish man has been arrested for attempting to split atoms. I'll start again. A Swedish man has been arrested for attempting to split atoms in his kitchen. He claims he was only doing it as a hobby. Yeah, of course, it is it is one of Scandinavia's favourite pastimes, of course. I think they even have a Splitting the Atom Road Show. It's similar to the antiques one that we have in this country, where people take along atoms that they've split just to get an assessment and a price. Of course, the more you split, the more you have. Richard Handel apparently had radium, americium, and where do you get these things? Americium. And uranium in his apartment when police turned up to arrest him for possession of nuclear material. You do, don't you? Yeah. Does that mean I could be arrested for owning a luminous watch, I wonder? Mr. Handel, 31, said he'd tried for months to set up a nuclear reactor at home and had kept a blog about his experiments describing how he created a small meltdown on his stove. Oh, yeah. And I'm about to launch the third of my moonshots from my shed. And my very own Large Hadron Collider, of course, is almost complete as well. It goes right round the village. It finishes up at the one-stop shop. They're interested in buying my complete set of Higgs bosons, apparently. Only later did Mr. Handel realise it might not be legal, so he sent a question to Sweden's radiation authority and they alerted the police. Yeah, splitting atoms is illegal. Surely not. I mean, I've been doing it since the hobbyist complete nuclear reactor on eBay thing I bought. I've always been interested in physics and chemistry, he said. I think he just wanted to see if it's possible to split atoms at home. Of course it is. Anyone can do it. Yeah. You just need a hammer and a big chisel. If convicted, Mr. Handel could face fines of up to 2 years in prison. He now acknowledges the project wasn't such a good idea. From now on, I'll stick to the theory. It's not half the fun. Yeah, and it doesn't save on the electricity bill either. Sport. Tottenham manager Harry Redknapp has confirmed the club are in talks with Manchester City over a move for Emmanuel Adebayor. Difficult to pronounce that name. Adebayor fell out with the City boss Roberto Mancini last season, and the Italian has made it clear the £25 million striker has no future at the club. Apparently they pay him £170,000 a week. No future. I'd just say 6 weeks would be enough of a future, wouldn't you? Really? I mean, that'd be enough for me. Redknapp hopes to seal a move for the striker soon, saying the chairman is talking to Man City about the player, but where they are at, I genuinely don't know. Well, Harry, Manchester's in the northwest, and the chairman may have one of those sat-nav things on his mobile, so you could just find out from that, maybe. Harry, of course, will have no say on the money side of things. He's just the manager. And definitely a man you can trust.
Sport! Sport!
That is the sports news.
Weather! Yes, it's you, weather boy. Fail your exams, did you? Just look out the window and tell us the weather.
Definitely will. I've looked out of the window. It's a mostly cloudy start, but it will turn sunny later. A cloudy start, perhaps with some showery rain in places. Rain is showery, isn't it, sometimes? It will become drier and brighter by the afternoon with some decent sunny spells.